Yeah. It's so good to be here today. Today we will be preparing for Calgary, which is a wonderful thing. It's so good to see everyone. And it's good to talk about God. It's good to talk about Jesus, because that's really what worth to talk about. They're wonderful. God created the world perfect. He didn't do that last of us. He did not get ahead of himself. He created it all in secret. And he created man. Well, that's good. He created woman. Well, he created woman. And that was good. But they made a mess out of it. They wanted to be wiser than God. But they were not wiser than God. And that's why we have the world we do today. But you know, for the Old Testament, they were great men. Great men of God. They were wonderful. Abraham, the father of all, he was great. But he had difficulty. He lied about his wife. He did not trust God. And they did not trust God when he said they would have a son. So, in their 90s, and she laughed. But, of course, they did have one. And but she hired Abraham to go with the major that caused trouble. Okay? They were marvelous in numbers. 12 rabbits. You know, he told Moses to point the tongue to the rock. What did Moses do? He hid it. Oh, well, it's good. It gushed out water. It gave water to the people. But he did not obey God. David was a great king. He is most talked about in the Old Testament. He was fantastic. He had the heart of God. But he made a mistake. He saw back Sheba taking a bath on the roof. He shouldn't be looking on the roof. But we cannot control our eyes. He committed a judgment her and had a hubba he killed. Okay. So we get Saul throughout many years that people would not culto o banho foi. Não, agora foi um a poder. But you know how fortunate we are. He said, Jesus, he made a covenant. He forgave 15. He said, a new covenant. And the old walks away. That means we are under the law of Christ. Isn't that wonderful? That's great. Okay, look at Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5. They had to God. What happened to them? They died. He died first, and Sapphira died. That goes to show you that we need to obey God. And you know what? That would scare me to death if I didn't know I had Jesus on my behalf. I wish I could say I was perfect. I'm not perfect. I tried to tell Rachel I'm perfect, and she don't even believe me. I can't understand why, you know, but that's just the way it goes. And for a man of Cornelius in Acts 10, he was a what religion made of the Jews, but he did not believe in the atonement of Jesus Christ. But he heard a taught him. And they help obey the gospel. He was what he did me for being baptized. Wasn't that great? Now I want to kind of change it in the middle. I guess I could change things because I'm handicapped. I kind of mix things up everything, but I would like to talk about confidence. Since we have Jesus, we should be confident that we're going to make it. You know, we have difficulties, but we're going to overcome those difficulties. We're going to make it. I believe as long as we have confidence and do what we think is right, we're going to make it. We may make the road a little crooked, but we're going to make it. I have an excuse to make it crooked. What is your excuse? You know? But you know what? We need to answer the scriptures I want Paul to read. Like Acts 28:31.
Acts 28:31. Boldly and without hindrance, he preached the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus
Okay. When we preach, we think we do something. I'm not a preacher. But when I talk to people about the Lord, I need to be bold. I need to have confidence, not in myself, confidence in the Word. The Word is what is the truth. And all we teach the Word of God, we cannot go wrong. We teach people the truth, it's up to them to obey it or not. And you know what? They might not obey it like that. But if the Lord permits, they have time to think about it and obey it at another time. I just pray that happens. Okay? Yeah, look for Corinthians 7:16.
2 Corinthians 7:16. I am glad I can have complete confidence in you.
Oh, I'm glad I can have complete confidence in Christ. That's what Christ died for me. He died for you. Why would not we have confidence in someone that did so much for us? He died on a cross for us while we were still sinners. And we're still sinners. But if we have obeyed the Lord, we're saved sinners. That's what's so wonderful about Christian life. We are saved. That's something to shout to the world about. But you know what? The world thought we were crazy if we were out here shouting, I'm saved! I'm saved! And you know what? We did that. We might be surprised how many people might ask, how do you know you're saved? You know, I'm not sure that because I can get by with things that y'all can't. I can act funny. You know, I'm not sure try that. You know, another great word I like is Hebrews 10:35. About confidence.
Throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded.
Oh, man, that's just the word of confidence. Many people have thrown it away. They don't know what they're throwing away. As long as we keep that confidence, we're going to win that reward. When we keep our confidence, we are happy in life. It hasn't abandoned, but now we're more confident. We're going to have a good life here. But what is our reward? Our reward is heaven. That's the greatest reward anyone could ever have. Reward. Material things is great. And you know what? It can be given as a reward in heaven, not in heaven on earth. We have reward on earth. We can have reward from the world. High school, university, graduate school, anything we have to hang on the wall. Look at that. I'm educated. Yeah, you're educated. Well, wait here 10 years. Have you never studied it? Could you pass a test of any course you ever took? You might care, but for my will will completely fall off if one of my professors come up and say, hey boy, we're going to take a final test, right? Now the course you took 40 years ago. Oh boy. Yeah, that little thing hanging on the wall, what does it mean there? Well, it shows a confidence. But we want to all accomplish. But to show we did it, and I'm not going to do my diploma, I'm proud of it. But if I never studied it, what are you going to do? When I got my master's degree, my head professor was very positive. He said, in 2 months, you're going to be 6 weeks behind. I said, thank you. But you that's right. But you know what? We can take God's word and stay evil and not get behind in God's word. Be confident. Every time we read God's word, it's going to heaven. And it's going to give a great confidence. Okay, 1 John, I forgot the fourth word I gave you.
14.
5:14.
1 John 5:14.
There you go.
This is the confidence.
Yeah, anything we ask for God with confidence, we're going to receive it. You know, what's wrong with me? I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty honored by this. Right here. And when I get it a year from now, I might have forgot what I asked for. And you know what? I have an excuse. I'm 74 years old. But you know what? We forget to thank God for things that we get and that we have asked for. And such a blessing that we have a communication with Christ. And Christ knows our needs, but we need to ask Him. And you know, then I can for Timothy to find Christ is our mediator to God. Just look what we have in Christ. He's our mediator. And he's not our mediator, he's our Savior. You know, I pray a lot to myself, but I need to pray more out verbally. Because, you know what, I know I talk funny, but I don't talk funny to God or Christ. He understands every word I say. I don't have to worry about it, you know. But you know what? I had a professor at CU that could copy me to a T. It was so funny. One time I was invited to speak in a Bible class, and he introduced me the way I talk. And I thought, I'm going to get you. So I had the right word. So I got up and said, hey, student, you know who taught me speech? Paul Farmer. But you know, it's so good to be made fun of. But you know, what is so great when people walk up and say, they understand me. Now, I don't know whether that's good or bad, because I might say something wrong, and they understand that. But I tell you, I said this before here, that might not apply to the lesson, but I mean, confidence. Hey, it's fun to be handicapped. It's fun to see people how they look at me. Yes. When I was young, I used to say it was because I was so handsome and could not keep their eyes off of me. So I don't know about it. Anyway, but I give up to come by saying, any time we talk to Jesus or to tell people about the gospel, be confident, because you will be surprised. People can tell what the world means, what we say, or whether we are a little bit relaxed. Every time we talk to someone about Christ, about the gospel, more serious than any surgery you might take, because you're talking about eternity is forever. And what we say may turn someone off or make them see the truth and they obey the gospel. You know? So I realize Acts 8, when Philip was talking to the eunuch, and the same thing, he wondered what hinders from moving my blood, because that's eternity, strong like this, that is the hope for every life. And we need confidence. Don't be afraid, because we have the Word of God. And the Word of God never fails. Who fails the Word of God is us. We need to study and be well approved the Word of God. And I know you mean all. Praise God for you to keep studying. Let's get together before we sing. Be confident.